Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 nights ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night. Right now,
that's what it is.
The greatest 2 hours of radio in the entire galaxy. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
If you start
got
with
him
that,
shaking his head early.
If you start with that, then.
Got him shaking his head early.
That just puts it. That's like.
No, but it is.
That's like. Can you stop yelling? It's like Obama expectations.
Because no, no, no.
I am the greatest. I will be the greatest. This will be the best ever. Let me be clear.
Well, let me be clear.
And you have nowhere to go but down.
No, but let me be clear. Stephen Baldwin here, the unequivocally the finest, most hysterical, fun, zany, wacky, kooky, on my side of the equation, of 2 hours of radio you can have in your entire existence. Now, Kevin, being the, oh, I'll be nice to him tonight, the realist, I guess that he is.
I am. I'm a realist. That's very fair.
And the radio genius that he is.
Well, that's unquestionable.
The guru, who without him, the House of Cards collapses.
And it is a House of Cards, my
friend.
But
the Lord works in mysterious ways. I just look forward to the day when, you know, Kevin gets some rare bird flu that doesn't kill him, but just like
well, thanks.
Puts him in bed for like 3 months. And I got to do the whole thing without him for 3 months. Look at our ratings would skyrocket.
Hey, my work here is done. Have a good night, guys.
Peace out.
As long as ratings are good and we sell advertising, I go home and sleep perfectly well. The new Saturday night Stephen Baldwin show right here.
It'd still be Baldwin.
Stephen Baldwin Live.
We check in with you with your bedside manner now and again just to get an occasional...
I just have to call every now and then just to say things like, well, how many minutes will I have this segment?
Yeah.
Just to say things like that.
Oh.
You had to be listening last week to fully appreciate that little contribution.
Yeah, and there'll be more of him to come in the future.
Well, are we on? How much time do I have now?
You know what he said to me? I didn't tell you what he texted me later.
That he had to stop for commercial breaks. I get the feeling not many people tell Alec to stop for a commercial break.
He goes like this. He texted me after it was like, I'm driving home.
Yeah.
And he texted me, he goes, your schedule sucks. That's what he said. I said, well, it's regular radio.
Hey, guess what, Alec? We sell commercials.
We need to. We don't have big mama... Mac Daddy, Pimp Daddy.
MSNBC.
No, but, you know, Capital One, you know,
yeah,
backs him in a lot that he does.
Well, that's, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got that going for him.
What's wrong with my earphones?
Your chair's messed up. Your earphones.
Oh, my chair. Somebody jacked my chair bad before we came in here tonight.
It's an evil plot, Kevin.
It is.
Yeah.
You want me to get bird flu?
I didn't say that. See, here you go. Again.
Wait a minute.
I never said wanted you to get bird flu.
Did he not just say that? Okay.
I said it would.
Our audio guy said
I
you said that.
I did not say that.
You said that.
Don't agree with him.
We can roll the tape back.
Your checks.
We can roll the tape back.
He's got everyone here in fear of the fact that he signs the checks.
That's what it is. Nobody could actually be telling the truth.
I said, wouldn't it be great if you got bird flu? It's not the same as me, you know, saying, I hope you get it.
Wouldn't it be great is not the same as I hope you get it.
I mean, if you just got it somehow.
Okay.
You know, if you, I don't know, stubbed your toe and got bird flu from it.
Because that happens.
And then.
But like, anyway, so you wished me bird flu. The chair was like rocking back and forth. I couldn't sit straight in the chair, which was not a personal problem. The chair was malfunctioning. And then now my earphones won't work right. Pop off.
We're off to a good show.
It's going to be a fantastic show.
It's going to be a humdinger.
So, how about that snowstorm?
Gnarly.
I mean, it was cold today.
Dude, it was
when
cold
I left the house
yesterday.
Yep, today is like 9.
And I'm further north now. So
yeah, you are.
I'm at a higher elevation. It's nippy. It is nippy.
So, you were going. Oh, so Alec was. He called you and said our schedule is not ideal.
Yeah, I think he was hoping to express himself on multiple levels.
He's used to NPR. Where there's
just
no
talk and tell
there's
you,
no competitive
no right.
there's no competitive incentive for NPR to ever do good radio, so they just let you go for as long as
NPR
you want.
NPR is good radio. You're jaded, Kevin.
Why do they have such low ratings?
You live in a box.
Why do they have so few people actually listening to them?
Well, probably because they're donor based.
No, if they're doing good radio, then you're going to draw an audience because you're good.
Well, you know,
why would their stations suck wind if they didn't have public broadcasting paying their bills? They'd never be able to.
There's your bumper sticker. Don't suck wind. Do not listen to NPR.
What? But in all honesty,
that bumper sticker ripped right up.
If they could pay their own way in the commercial market, they would. If they ever were made to compete against commercial stations, they'd fall flat on their nose.
Say they're a different animal.
Yeah,
they
publicly funded from yours and my tax dollars. And if they didn't get those, they would be out of business. They stink. They have no ratings.
I have found some of their content to be intriguing.
Good. I'm glad for you.
And artistic.
I do like some
and
of the
meaningful.
Creative stuff that's come through them over the years. But as a general format, they suck wind. Would you stop hitting the microphone that doesn't... over the last 6 years. The state that's running business out of its boundaries faster than you can blink. We went there because my bride's family's all from there, and the Top Gun grad brother-in-law was getting married. And they had the Navy guys. They all came out. They did the sword. It was really cool. You know, the two guys standing on either side of the walkway coming out to present the bride. They lower the swords very methodically, very evenly, and they say, "The price of passage is a kiss." So then he has to kiss the bride, and they slowly raise the sword. And they go like 2 feet, and there's another one that comes down. They do that 4 times. Very, very cool, very ceremonial, very excellent. But we got all the way to California. We were there through the end of the week for the wedding. I missed this broadcast last week. We get back to the house. There's this one place behind the cabinets in part of the kitchen. That the most rancid smell I've ever smelled is coming from. Now, what the exterminator said was, "Now, what you want to do, see, is the thing's going to come, it's going to eat the thing, and he's going to run back there, and he's going to die." So now I have a mouse, we think, that's dead in a section of the house that I can't get to without ripping out the cabinets of the house. How does that help? When does this smell go away? Fortunately, what we've done is there's this, it's only in this one, like behind this one cabinet, which is built into the wall. But somehow a mouse got behind there. So they're there. We're just going to try to avoid that part of the kitchen. I don't know how that works. Cook a lot of things with garlic and onions in them for the next 4 days. I don't know. But if you happen to be a vermin expert, I'd be more than happy to have any good advice you have on how to get the smell of dead Mickey out of my cabinet area. And maybe there's not. Maybe I'm just going to have to live with it until he's a skeleton. I don't know. That'll be fun. Hey, have you had dinner yet tonight? So glad you could join us on Baldwin McCullough Live. Kevin McCullough is my name. We actually have some serious stuff to get to. You may not have noticed this because you were living a normal weekend like everybody else, except here in the Northeast, we're getting ready for another 8 inches of snow. Hey, how about that snow? I didn't miss it a ton not 1 ounce last week. I get home, we're going to have some tomorrow, some on Monday. There may be a little smidge on Tuesday, a big fat helping of it on Wednesday. Who knows what Thursday and Friday are going to bring. But what's 3 more days of snow when you have, I don't know, 36 inches still sitting on the ground from the original 52 that you once had? I'm not bitter about it, by the way. I've really come to grips with it. I just live in Alaska now without the polar bears. So anyway, I'm not bitter about it, honestly. It could bring the snow on. It's only March. You know, when Chicago has a better March 1st than New York, you're in major trouble. Anyway, so but there is some news that's being made today, and it has to do with this little kerfuffle over in the Ukraine. And when we get into it, I'm going to give you all the details. But someone didn't go to a rather important meeting today. I want to take your opinion on that when we continue.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York in our Extreme Media Studios. So glad that you're with us on this momentous evening. Stephen Baldwin in Warsaw, Poland, and he is helping to promote a film that we actually were involved in a couple of years ago, but it's launching in portions of Europe now, and that's kind of exciting. We've got some interesting news breaking out. Speaking of Eastern Europe, you may have noticed that around the last week of the Olympics, there was a little rowdiness going on in the Ukraine. The pro-Russian government that was there was not doing well, and so people were like, "Ah, we don't like you. You're starting to invoke like dictatorial and tyrannical policies. You're too tied to Putin and Russia. We don't like this. We're gonna recall you." Then the Ukrainian authorities started sending in military folks. About 100 people died. I mean, they really ratcheted up the rhetoric and the intensity. And at that point, they just ticked off everybody. So then the rebels really got mad. A lot of the West said, "We're going to stand with you if you decide to follow through on this." And so the rebels said, "Okay, we're going to do it." And so they actually went to try to arrest the leaders, particularly the president of Ukraine for war crimes. 100 people dead. They were going to hold him responsible for that. So all of that to say that what we had going down there has been very intense. And we thought that maybe the Ukrainian president had fled the continent. Turns out that he was just hiding out in Russia. He is very close to the Putin government. So there's this kind of camaraderie there. And in the meantime, Mr. Putin has had this interesting kind of play that he's been engaged in between he and Mr. Obama. And so everybody remembers when Mr. Obama told Syria, it'd be a bad mistake for you to do anything. And then they went ahead and did it. And everybody just kind of laughed because Obama did nothing. Putin's got this in the back of his head. So he's thinking, I can test this guy and he's not going to do anything. He's not going to do anything. So in the last few days, some additional things have happened that are rather striking. For one thing, there's now a Russian destroyer somewhere off our southern coast hanging out in Cuba. Bay of Pigs, anybody? Anybody remember? When's the last time that a Russian warship got that close to the United States? Anyway, it's there. Whatever purposes that will bring. And in the meantime, they've continued to have this, dialogue about, what you should do and shouldn't do to intervene in Ukraine. To which Putin's basically going, "I don't care who you are. You will not tell me one thing. I will destroy all of you." And today it looks like he's made good on that. he went to his parliament today and asked them for approval to actually use force in Ukraine. Now, we already think that he has sent troops into sovereign Ukrainian areas, one area called Crimea, where they are largely sympathetic towards Russia, but they think that there may be as many as 6,000 troops in that area alone. Now, the government in Ukraine proper has, I believe, and I don't want to give bad information, but I believe it's been largely recognized by the rest of the world that they've removed the other guy from power. They've established a kind of a law of how they're going to proceed, and it's going to be representative and so forth. So what it really looks like, at least from the U.S. perspective, is that Putin's now trying to monkey around and intervene to reinstall a puppet that is friendly to him. Very AKA KGB era, and he's a former KGB agent, so this is kind of like, maybe the Cold War starting again. Maybe not. Who knows? But what is particularly disturbing is that Putin went to the parliament, the Russian parliament today, and asked for approval to use force in Ukraine. Probably against Ukraine, probably in his part of his grand scheme to try to unite Mother Russia to the former greatness of the Soviet Empire. So Russian President Vlad Putin asks Parliament to approve. They decide to go along with it. Putin said the move is needed to protect ethnic Russians and the personnel of Russian military base in Ukraine's strategic region.
The statement said, due to extraordinary situation in the Ukraine and the threat to the lives of the Russian citizens and compatriots, the personnel staff of Russia's military forces based in Ukraine, Crimea, according to the international agreement, I submit a request to the Federation Council, the Federal Assembly of the Russian Federation, for use of military forces of the Russian Federation on the territory of Ukraine until the social and political situation in the country normalizes. Now, the Ukraine turned around and accused Russia of sending 6,000 troops into their country illegally on Saturday. But accusing the government of a region of destabilizing a situation by attempting to push foreign troops off its soil is about the epitome of chutzpah. Putin's claim is that ethnicity trumps sovereignty. A rather dangerous argument, writes Ed Morrissey at hotair.com. What we found out now is that the Russian parliament has said, yeah, you've got the full go-ahead to order troops into the Ukraine. Now, why does any of this matter? Well, we've got some national interests that come from helping Ukraine establish a democracy, helping them be an independent, self-determining government. There's some benefit for the U.S. in that, and the Ukraine has asked the world for help in continuing its democracy and making sure that it stays representative in nature and not becoming a wholesale subsidiary of Mother Russia. Well, I would think, and, you know, call me silly and crazy and all the rest of this, call me silly. I would think that if the Cold War was breaking out again, that if what we were going to see was Russia activating military forces, acting against one of our allies in one of the countries we're trying to help, acting against the spirit of democracy and the betterment of democracy around the world, I would just think that normally, no matter who's president, Republican or Democrat, that you'd have some vested interest in that outcome. That's what I would think. I remember a number of weeks, months, years ago, Sarah Palin saying something about how Putin was wanting to re-annex Ukraine and that he would be bold in doing it if he came back to power. Turns out she was right. So what I'm curious about then is, if that's all true, if Putin is making this overture and we now have a Russian warship off our shore, off of Florida, we've got a Russian warship in our waters, in our hemisphere. If that's what we're facing, would you think it was important? Well, let me ask you this, 888-340-3373. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important would you think it would be for the president to show up for his national security briefing this morning? If that was the situation, 1 to 10, whoever the president is, left, right, independent, doesn't matter, what number would you rank it being of importance to be at the national security briefing this morning? It's Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us, and those of you watching on television there on the UAN and on Biz TV, the television networks. You saw the. In fact, Nick, put it back up. This is the Charging Bull. This is at the corner of Broadway and Wall Street, but it's a live look, and there's some New Yorkers out there. We actually got almost up to 40 degrees today. It's getting chilly now, so they're all covered up again. But you know, when it was 38. People were walking down the street pulling their shirts off. They're like, yeah, man, it's summertime. We're here. And just to be funny, God said, okay, tomorrow more snow will come your way. Here's more. Here's 8 more inches for you. So anyway, I don't know. It's like, you know, I always look at Pat Robertson, some of these people that do this kind of weird stuff. You know, the earthquake came because, you know, America is worshiping the devil. And I've always been like, that's a little overstated, Reverend Robertson. I'm beginning to wonder if this winter isn't proof of that, though. Because at least here in New York, I lived in Chicago for like 15 years. I've never seen so much snow. In fact, this is how bad it is. We're watching the Winter Olympics a week ago, right? And they were doing snow events in 61-degree weather. At the Winter Olympics. Meanwhile, we've got, I don't know, garage fulls of snow that we're pulling our cars in and out of. It was just really, really weird. But anyway, glad you're with us. If you're watching on Channel 54, Channel 17 in New York, if you're watching on the Roku device or on Aero TV, that's A-E-R-E-O .com, you can now get that. But if you're watching on television anywhere or online, we welcome you. If you're listening by way of terrestrial radio and all of our great affiliates in that network, and then, of course, Sirius XM, I welcome your calls. This is of concern to me. If you have a Russian warship, as we now do, off our southern coast, if you have Putin going to his parliament saying, I need you to greenlight me the right to take military action in the Ukraine. By the way, you had some foreign policy people that have been saying, you know, for the last 2 or 3 years, we really shouldn't trust Putin too much because he's probably going to try to annex the Ukraine again. Well, if you've got all that going on, I would like to know from you, and it doesn't matter the president's partisan position, whether he's a Democrat or Republican, how important do you think it should be that the president, just the president, not inserting a name, just the president, should be at his national security briefing on the morning that we find out that Putin got the green light from his parliament to take military action, that we've got a warship off our southern coast, and that basically the Cold War is starting up again. On a scale of 1 to 10, how important would you want, would you think it would be for the president to be at the national security briefing the morning that we discover all of that? And let's be candid, he might have discovered it yesterday. But on a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate that? Let's go to line 1. Ralph is calling from Red Bank, and that's in New Jersey, and he's listening on our great flagship station, AM 970, The Answer. Ralph, welcome.
Yeah, good evening to you. Now, once again, the crisis management of Obama is put to the test on this situation in Kiev, Russia, okay? And he comes up short, okay? Since Putin has the upper hand on this situation here, one can only conclude that Obama is playing the weaker hand here, and it's way over his head to think that he could community organize his way out of this. And don't always bark before he bites. And since this is the situation we are looking at, it will take a partner from Europe to bail Obama out. And I get that from relying on source from, inside the Milkway. So that's going to be the situation we're looking at. They're saying you dance with the one who brought you, definitely apply on the Kiev, Crimea, Ukraine situation. What is the containment policy by Obama and the alliance in Europe?
Let me ask you, Ralph, have you heard any hint of a containment policy?
That's not enough, no.
No.
Right? But in this geopolitical game, everyone is waiting for what Obama will do and what Obama's next move will be. God help us all.
It's going to be tough. Ralph,
so
thanks for the call. Yeah, thanks for the call, Ralph. It is going to be a tough call. Here's the issue. The reason I ask about this is because I really would honestly think, if you've got the Cold War starting again, if you've got Russian warships beginning to gather off our southern coast, and if you've got the Russian parliament basically just greenlighting whatever Putin asks for them, that you're looking at some pretty hostile action, some pretty hostile intent from a man that we've been told by several public policy people not to trust. So how important would you think it would be for the president to be at his briefing this morning?
With four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa, here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Fina in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. Nothing. No water. No food. Nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284. That's 1-800-807-8284. 1-800-807-8284.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Brooklyn Tabernacle Pastor Jim Cimbala on America's decline in 2014.
And we're in one of the most massive declines, no matter how you try to spin it, in the history of our country. Average church size, the number of biblically defined Christians has sunk by four different polling agencies, somewhere between 6.3 to 9% of the population. The statistics are irrefutable. The church is in a massive decline. Pastors are leaving the ministry at $1,500 a month in America, all 50 states, about one per state per day. We have to go back to first principles of why are we here to spread the gospel? How can we do it successfully? Only through the power of the Holy Spirit. How can we live Christ-like lives when we spend more time with the Lord?
Will spending time with the Lord save America in 2014? Check out pray2014.com. That's pray2014.com. And get Pastor Cimbala's prayer focus for this year at no cost. That's pray2014.com.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm so glad that you're with us. We've got a lot of things to think about that are going on in the world, and just a free plug for what I wrote about for townhall.com this weekend, coming out at midnight tonight. Townhall.com will be publishing a column that I just so originally titled, "Wouldn't You Like to Have $1.9 Billion Back?" I would, especially when you read about what I actually wrote about and how we spent the $1.9 billion. That'll be coming up on townhall.com at midnight tonight. You can read that all through the day tomorrow as well. But this story is breaking. This story is news today because we have Russian warships somewhere between Cuba and the southern shore of the United States, and we have the Russian parliament greenlighting an emergency request by Putin to take military action in the Ukraine. We have the Ukraine asking the U.S. and the rest of the Western world for help. We've got 6,000 troops probably already smuggled into Crimea of the that portion of the Ukraine illegally. So we've got a pretty intense situation going on, not the least of which is those warships off our coast. And so I've asked you, on what level of importance would you rate it, for in your own mind, no matter what the party of the president is, for him to show up for today's national security briefing? I'm just curious if you think it would be important that he should be there, given what national security is composed of these days, considering the fact that we're probably restarting the Cold War. 1 out of 10 is the scale, 10 being the most important, 1 being the least important. How important would you rate it to be for the president to be at today's national security briefing. Let's start with line two. Gino's calling from the Bronx. He's also listening to our flagship station, AM 970. Hey, Gino.
Apparently, Obama has not studied history when he went to Punta Ho and to the other schools he attended, Occidental, Harvard, Harvard Law. He doesn't know a damn thing about what he's doing. Putin is a master student of history. He's following in the footsteps of good old Grandpa Joe Stalin and even Nikita Khrushchev. You could even see parallels to Adolf Hitler in the Sudetenland and how England and France slept until they finally had to act when Hitler took out Poland. And even we waited two more years before we got attacked at Pearl Harbor, before we jumped into the action. This man is a total incompetent. It should have been a high priority for him to have been at the national security meeting today. But apparently he's planning his next golf trip or his next Hawaii vacation, because this man is not only destroying America, he's in effect, in my humble opinion, destroying the world. He should be rallying all of Europe, the entire UN, those feckless fools at Turtle Bay in Midtown Manhattan, to condemn the Russians for having done all this. But no! Vladimir Rootin' Tootin' Putin knows the number. He's got Obama's number pegged. He's had it for the last 5 years. He knows Obama's not going to do a damn thing to stop him. Mm. And we're not going to do anything because we're war-weary. We're so tired of war.
You are.
And so, therefore, this man is going to get away with the same thing that Hitler did before he got everyone into World War II and before Nikita Khrushchev took Jack Kennedy to the limit at the Cuban Missile Crisis.
Yep.
I mean, the parallel is amazing. A warship in Cuban waters near off our coast, and this putz is not doing a damn thing to stop them? Not even covert operations? You would think he'd be smart enough to at least unleash the hounds of the CIA to go after these fools. Nothing. We are screwed, my man. I hate to say this, but if we don't stop this new Soviet threat, because that's exactly what Putin wants to do. He wants to reform the Soviet Union. All of us are screwed, and our economy is screwed.
And Gino,
we have to get them now.
It goes one step further than that. It goes one step further than that. And thank you for the call. It goes a step deeper than that, because the reason that we didn't take action in some instances with Iran and with Syria is because of Putin. See, if you start talking about some sort of triangular alliance where you've got Iran armed with a nuclear capability, which they may be before long, if you've got bad actors like Syria that are increasingly trouble spots, and right now they're so destabilized, there's a lot of things going on there that's bad for the U.S. Our president seems to be, I don't know, rather thinking that none of this is that big of a deal. Who does he have sitting around the table? And Gino kind of stole my thunder. I was going to ask you, how important is it for the president to show up at the security briefing? But here's why I want you to know. Because this morning they held a top-level security briefing at the White House. And a White House official emailed some reporters to say that the Obama security team met today to discuss the ongoing situation with the Ukraine. But here's the problem. The president, the man empowered by the Constitution to make decisions on these things, was not in attendance. Kind of like the night of Benghazi, isn't it? We don't know where he was. We still have never been told. Where'd the president go? What did he do? It's not like we're going to throw him in jail or something. Just tell us where you were. He was there the night that we got bin Laden. Man, they got that photograph taken. Look, they're all looking up at the monitor, you know, so seriously. And like, you know, wow, this is the greatest thing ever. Bin Laden was so incapacitated by the time we got him, he really wasn't that big of a threat anymore. Al-Qaeda has morphed and changed and moved and gone into other places. And we're not flexing with it. Oh, we're killing people with drones, trusting that will take care of it. But here's what Zeke Miller of Time Magazine tweeted out today. Full statement from White House official. Obama did not attend the meeting, but White House official says he has been briefed by... This is going to make you feel good. Susan Rice, You know, the woman that lied to the American people on five different television networks 6 days after Benghazi happened, told us things that weren't true. When they knew it was when they knew the truth 15 minutes after it started in Benghazi, she went on all the networks the following Sunday and told the same lie to five major television networks, all of the American people. She's the one that updated President Obama today. Seriously, this is like a Keystone Cops episode. How does it get any more odd than this? What's your feeling about the fact that the president missed this morning's security briefing? Do you think it's important at all? Am I overblowing this? Is this something I shouldn't even be paying attention to? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. We've got John in Michigan and Chad in Florida. You guys hang on. We're going to get to you. We've got one phone line open. Your call welcomed. 888-340-3373. Kevin McCullough, Baldwin McCullough, coming right back.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com. And get started today for free.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Baldwin McCullough coming to you live from New York. Beautiful night in New York. It's going to get messy again. 8 more inches of snow are headed our way in the next 24 to 48 hours. Lucky us. But wherever you are, we're glad that you're here right now. And we've got some breaking news, some news of the day that you may not have heard about if you haven't been glued to the news channels, and that is that we've got a number of developments, and this is how big of a deal this is. Up until today, I wasn't even reporting on these Ukrainian developments on my daily show through the week, because as long as it was still primarily an internal Ukrainian issue, it wasn't paramount of international attention. But now that Putin has put 6,000 troops into Crimea, an area that is sovereign to the Ukraine, now that he has asked his parliament for unilateral ability to take military action to move in there, the fact that he's put warships right off our coast, and the fact that he is kind of laughing at our government right now, makes me want to ask the question, should we be expecting the president to attend his security briefing this morning? And I've asked you, on a scale of 1 to 10, how important would you rate that? Gino rated it at an 8. Let's see what John in Farmington Hills, Michigan, has to say. John, welcome. You're on with Kevin McCullough on Baldwin McCullough. Hi.
Hello, Kevin and Steve. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I'm a Harold Gino. This is a scale of 1 to 10, doesn't even touch it. This is bordering on traitorous and treasonous. He's the commander-in-chief. There's two things that you do. Infrastructure, and the number one thing is stop us from foreign invaders. We have the history. He knows the history. I don't care who he is. He knows the history. He's got people working for him. They know the history. It's not a movie. He's allowing... We have no steel plants like we did before to start pumping out. And he put all the tanks to Saudi Arabia. And then the other ones, you get on your computer and you'll see a half hour's worth of them going into Mexico on flatbeds. M1 and M2 Abrams army tanks. He's shutting down all of our warthog tank killers.
Yeah.
He's mothballing the boats. And the other people are on the move. And they know everything we do. They monitor it. We keep it public. And by him doing nothing, turning around, he's sending them a signal saying, it's okay. I've got your back. Do what you're going to do.
Well, do you remember he said to Prime Minister Medvedev that in a second term he'd be able to be easier on Russia?
Not easier. He said I watched the movie. I took busloads of people to the movie Obama's America 2016.
Right.
And what he said was, I will have much more flexibility with this after I am reelected.
Right.
And Medvedev said, I will transmit to Putin.
Yep.
And, you know, for him to say we'd have a wonderful world without nukes, everybody likes to hear that. But he's actually given the codes of the British nukes to Russia so that they can jam them.
You know, until you said that, John, I had completely forgotten about that. But that was a big faux pas early on in his first term.
Sure. And Hillary gave Russia all of our silo locations and stuff for sure.
Gotta take a break, John. Good stuff. Thanks for the call.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. 24.